There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this edition of Hennepin's Healthy Matters show. I look around and there's Dr. David Hilden. Finally.
I came back.
You came back.
I did.
You forgot
to
turn on your mic.
I forgot to turn on my microphone. How do you work this thing? I have been gone. Thank you, Denny, for ably, as you always do, carrying on for the show with my guests over the last
Four weeks. You've been gone, and you've been missed, I'll tell you that. But you always supply us with great guests, your colleagues, and we had a good time, but we need you here.
Well, thank you, and I will say publicly thanks to my colleagues who filled in for me. You know, nobody's radio people, as neither was I, and so they come on, they offer their expertise. I don't give them a nickel. I give them a very warm thank you.
Yeah.
And so I appreciate it to everybody here at WCCO for making them feel welcome, and for listeners. And I've been gone for 4 weeks. I am back. We're going to do an open line show today and the two state fair shows.
True, which is starting this week, as you know. So it's an open line show. You can call in your questions. Folks are already sending a text question at 81807, but call us if you want before we find out where Dr. Hilden went. 651-989-9226. Again, 81807. For your text messages, open lines today. 4 weeks.
Yeah, let's see if I remember anything. I'm actually going back to the hospital to do a shift today, and let's see if I remember anything about medicine. I've been in the hot African sun, Denny, so you know I might not remember anything.
But so really, you were in Africa that whole time?
I was. So what I did was my wife and I joined about 8 or 9 other colleagues from Hennepin Healthcare, my hospital here in Minneapolis, as well as a couple from the Minneapolis VA. Mostly nurses, nurse practitioners, a doctor or two, social worker, and we went to the country of Senegal in the western part of Africa. So if you think of Africa, the westernmost one, the one that's pointing towards Florida, the country of Senegal is a small little country. It's French speaking, although most people didn't even speak French. They spoke the native languages of Wolof. It's so funny. I never even heard of Wolof, and here there's millions of people speaking this language. So we did a little clinic in a very, very rural portion of Senegal, on the eastern side, right on the Mauritania and Mali border. So this is like a geography lesson. I had to kind of look up this stuff. Mauritania is a huge country. Mali is where the town of Timbuktu is.
Okay.
I don't know if I knew that, but we're just 10 or 20 miles from these countries, very sandy, very hot, and we ran a little clinic there, and we showed up on the first day, and 400 people were in line. So next time you go to your clinic here and you have to wait for 20 minutes, I was thinking, wow, a couple of these folks waited 3 days in the waiting room to see us. It's very poor, but that was just lovely. And then without boring everybody, I'll tell you, after those 2 weeks, we left our group, and my wife and I jetted across the continent, all the way across Africa to Tanzania, where we did a four-day safari, and that was something else because we did it in a tent with a group, just the greatest safari group in the world, who sets up a tent for you. But it's not, you know, it's a canvas tent, you can stand in it. And we lived among zebras and giraffes and more elephants than I can count, hundreds of elephants.
Wow.
Yeah, it was amazing. So when you go, his advice to us, if you have to like use the facilities in the middle of the night, first of all, there are no facilities, but he suggested you unzip your tent and take your flashlight and scan all around you in the night. And if any eyes are looking back at you, if you see a pair of little red eyes looking back at you, it ain't a squirrel. He recommended going back in your tent. It could be a big cat, you know, it could be a leopard or a hyena or something.
Hmm. So you were not at a Hilton.
No. But they really did take care of us. We would leave in the day for our little safari driving, look at all the animals. And we did a lot of hiking with a Maasai guide, a traditional Maasai guide. But then we'd get to the next site, and the camp had been miraculously moved. It's like a MASH unit. Two or three crew tents. They had food for us. The beer was always cold. And one of the nights we slept in a tree.
You did?
We did. So we slept in this tree that this company has made, a nest up there. It's literally a nest. There's no real structure except
it's not like a treehouse.
No, there's branches. Like, it's big branches. You could put six people in this nest. And so there we are. So you climb the tree, and on it they have this nest, and they have your sleeping bags, and it overlooks a pond, and in the pond's a solitary hippopotamus who apparently lives there, and he's jumping around and yawning like hippos do. But most of the night the hippo just sat in the pond, sort of submerged, staring at us and just looking, eyes focused in on us, probably thinking, who are those two people in the blue sleeping bags up in the tent? So we did that. And then lastly, we took a United Nations flight, little propeller plane, to the northern part of Kenya, right on the Sudanese border, where we went to a refugee camp and did some work with trauma and healing for people in trauma. And that is one of the poorest places I've ever been. We as a global community have no idea what it's like to be a refugee, and it just opened my eyes a great deal. So
I bet it did.
It really did. So that was 4 weeks in Africa. I stayed healthy. My wife stayed healthy. I didn't get malaria. I didn't get sleeping sickness. I didn't get dengue.
But you had to get inoculations before you went, right?
I did. I had 8 or 9 vaccinations before I went.
Wow.
And I took a malaria pill every day. In fact, I'm still taking them. You have to take them a few days after you get home. They didn't have as many mosquitoes as we have in Minnesota, but the ones they have malaria, so it's a bigger deal. We slept under nets most of the time.
You
put a net over your tent so that you don't get malaria. You don't want to get bit by mosquitoes if you can help it. But I didn't, so I think I'm fine.
We're glad you're back, healthy.
I think I did okay. So it's great to be back. I'm looking forward to doing a show again. We'll do an open line show today. For listeners, if you haven't been to a state fair show, they're highlights of the year. Every year we get more people than the previous year. You might think nobody's at the Minnesota State Fair at 7:30. Oh, you'd be wrong.
Yeah, that's true.
It's not as crowded, though. And so if you come out to the fair show, you remember what it's like when we first start, Denny? We wave to the street sweepers. And
that's right. Yes.
But you can walk through the fair.
But it's a fresh time of morning.
It is. It doesn't, you know, it's not so crowded on the streets. It doesn't smell quite yet from all of the various
vendors.
Vendors and animals. And it's not as hot yet. And it's a great time to be out there. And this year, Hennepin, my place, is going to give away free stuff because, you know, that's what the fair is all about. If you don't get a little swag, if you come early, you just may score yourself a coffee mug with our Decade with Dave logo on it. That's this show. I'm the Dave. We've been on for a decade. You might just actually get a coffee mug if you come out either of the state fair shows. It's the usual time, Sundays at 7:30, right next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, under the shadow of the giant slide. Get your coffee, pull up a chair, and come listen to the show, and maybe you'll come home with a free coffee mug.
You can ask your questions there, too.
You can even come right up and ask. Absolutely. And if you don't want to be on the air, you don't have to. You could just ask me and during a break, and and I can answer your questions from the WCCO booth. And it's the best... Well, you know, there's broadcasters and the like at the fair. The best one is the CCO booth. It's nice.
It is. Yeah.
We got a porch. We got a little wait, you know, a little place to sit there, and there's coffee across the street.
It's even more than somebody said to me last year. This is not a booth.
It's not a booth.
It's a broadcast center.
It totally is. Yeah, it's like a little
house. Right.
Yeah, it's really quite nice. So you're going to want to come.
I'll tell you what. I know we want to take a quick break here, but then we're going to get back to business answering your questions by phone and by text. We've cleared the phone line. So if you want to use the phone line to ask Dr. Hilden your question, 651-989-9226. Call now. It's an open line show. Or send a text, and we'll pick up on those here when we come back, 81807. Before we do
that, I have a second to talk?
Yeah.
Say, we had an open house. I want to give a shout-out to Betty. I didn't get to meet Betty because I was in Africa, but Betty came by our St. Anthony Village Clinic, which is conveniently located in St. Anthony. And she had a good idea. We had an open house, and she came on August 8th, and she had a great topic suggestion for the show. And I haven't found out what her idea is yet, but the people at Hennepin have told me we got to talk about Betty's idea. Let's see if we can't get a show on what she suggested. So, Betty, thanks for coming by. We appreciate it. We're working on getting a show on your topic, which we will announce in the future. And thanks for coming by.
All right, tell you what. You know what? Maybe let's see if we can't grab. I tell you what. Let's do this. I'm going to let you sort out some text messages while we take this break. Call us though if you have any kind of a general health question for Dr. Hilden. 651-989-9226. And as we head to the break, here's the text number, 81807. Right now, in the Twin Cities, we have a cloudy sky, a little bit of that patchy smoke still around. Our current Twin City temperature reading, 67. And welcome back to Healthy Matters. It's an open line show this morning, meaning your general health questions for Dr. David Hilden, who's back from his 4 weeks in Africa, and we're so glad you're back. The text number is 81807. A lot of folks find that easier to send a text question to you rather than call us, but you certainly may call us, 651-989-9226, and ask your general health question. You have one or
yeah,
two there?
Yeah, there's actually screenfuls of text messages. People must have their thumbs awake this morning
yes.
because they are texting away. So let me start out with this one. The first text says, I believe I have a rectovaginal fistula. Should I go see a gynecologist or a colorectal surgeon? The answer to that is yes. You should see one or the other. To give a little more background to that, a rectovaginal fistula. A fistula in the human body is any communication between two organs that shouldn't be there. In other words, in this, a recto is your rectum and vaginal is your vagina. And this is obviously in women, there's a little connection, a hole, if you will, a canal between those two parts. And so in this case, what would happen is women who have this might have a little bit of stool material actually expelled via the vagina. And that's, it's not a real pleasant thing to think about on a Sunday morning, but that's what happens. It can be the result of Crohn's disease, ulcerative colitis, mostly Crohn's disease, which is a form of inflammatory bowel. It can due to injury during childbirth. Just one more thing about childbirth. Those are the two most common ones. It can also be from radiation therapy. If you had to have, if you had a cancer down there for some other reason and you had to have radiation therapy, this is a rare but possible complication of that. In any case, they are surgically fixable. Which kind of surgeon to go to is, just find one who does these. Not all gynecologist obstetricians might do this type of surgery. Maybe they specialize more in childbirth, for instance, or maybe they specialize more in women's cancer. So find an obstetrician / gynecologist who does this kind of surgery. A colorectal surgeon, probably most of them would be pretty skilled at doing this. They don't specialize in women's healthcare, but they do specialize in rectal surgery. So a colorectal surgeon, most would be able to do that. So either one is acceptable. I would call them equivalent, but just find somebody who has done them.
All right. Let's go to the phones. There's a line open, 651-989-9226. Janet, calling from Minneapolis. Go ahead, Janet. Thank you.
Yes. I'm 80 years old. I've always been very active all my life, walking and biking, until this last year, and I had trouble with my legs. So I went in and saw a couple of neurologists, and I've been told I have MS. How did that happen?
Yeah, that's a good question, Janet. So multiple sclerosis, or MS, has a wide variety of what we call presentations. The common one that's usually on medical textbooks is a younger woman, a woman in her 30s, often of Northern European descent, gets some sensory problems or some visual problems that kind of come and go to different parts of the body. That's the most common. It is a little less common to have your first diagnosis of MS at age 80, but it is not impossible. It has a variety of ways. It's not like it's like a heart attack. Not everybody has chest pain. Some people get nausea and some people get jaw pain. With MS, some people go their whole life without much, or maybe you had just minor numbness of your foot 2 years ago and didn't even think of it. And so it wasn't even a big deal. The good news is for you, Janet, is that, you haven't been bothered by it. It doesn't sound like, for most of your life. And it's likely that you then have a very slow form of it and that it might not even progress, very much, if at all. Some people's multiple sclerosis progresses. It gets worse steadily over the years. Other people have periods of some symptoms followed by periods of feeling pretty good, then some symptoms again, then pretty good, and it's what we call relapsing remitting, comes and goes. I don't know what kind you have, but there are decent treatments for MS now. There is not a cure, unfortunately, but I think that you are likely to be able to find a neurologist with an N, a neurologist, who can get you on some kind of treatment plan that'll keep your symptoms pretty under control. Why does it happen? I don't know. None of us really do. MS is one of these autoimmune disorders where your own body is attacking some of the nerves for reasons that we're not clear on. So I'd be lying to you if I said I knew why. But I can say with some room for optimism that yours might be a slower growing type. So good luck to you. Find a good neurologist, Janet.
On that topic, I seem to remember reading years ago that you mentioned that part of Europe. But that we here at this latitude, there were a lot of cases of MS for some reason.
Yeah, it's weird. It's not really found so much at the equatorial parts of the world. It seems to be at the higher latitudes. Some of that stuff is really interesting. I don't know why. There must be something in the gene pool of people who live in those latitudes. But that doesn't explain it at all completely.
Sue in Buffalo has been waiting to ask you a question. Go ahead, Sue.
Yes. I have had a heart attack, and they called it a widowmaker. Now, my sister had the same thing just recently. Is this something that runs in our family, or what is a widowmaker?
Yeah, good question, Sue. And a widowmaker is sort of a kind of a harsh term that somebody said because it means that a lot of people don't survive them. It's a very old term because you are living proof. You're the evidence that many people survive these types of heart attacks. It stems from this definition. You have three major arteries that supply your heart, and then you have dozens or hundreds of little ones that branch off of those three big ones. On the left side of your heart, that is the side of your heart that pumps blood to your body, your brain, your kidneys, your livers, the big muscular side. There are two arteries that are supplied, and they branch off a single branch, sort of like a wishbone in a turkey. You know, there's the single part that branches off. If you have a heart attack in that single portion, that supplies all of your big left side of your heart. And so if it's completely blocked, it's off. It's sometimes not survivable, hence making a widow of your spouse. But that's an old term, and now there are good treatments for heart attacks. And I'm not even kidding here. There are good treatments. Time is what's important. So if you have any kind of symptoms of a heart attack, chest pain, numbness in your chest, exertional pain, shortness of breath, in women sometimes even just nausea that's new to you and it comes on suddenly, you go in and have it seen, and they can open up that blockage, hence making the term widowmaker obsolete. You asked if it runs in the family. Yes, there is a genetic component to heart disease. Definitely. But if you have a a first degree relative. That would be brother, sister, mom, dad, child, somebody who's directly related to you, who has heart disease, particularly if they had that heart disease at an earlier age, like under age 65, for instance, then yes, you probably do have an increased family history of heart disease. And people like that, if you have families who are all getting heart attacks, you should really control your blood pressure. You should really know what your cholesterol is and control it. You should really watch salt in your diet. You should really eat right, exercise right. You should consider taking a baby aspirin every day, those kinds of things. So I'm glad you made the call. It's an important call that affects a lot of people. And I'm also glad that you're here to tell us about it, because that's one of those terms I kind of cringe a little bit, because, you know, 40 years ago they couldn't do anything about it, so people didn't survive, and now you can survive it. But it's still, as heart attacks go, one of the more serious kinds.
We have about a minute to go, and I thought maybe we could grab a text, and then after next half hour we'll do more calls.
We'll do more. Thank you. Here's one that says, is there an alternative to Ambien? How to wean off of it? Yes, there's lots of alternatives. Ambien is a sleep medication, but it is a little powerful one. It has side effects. I use it as a last resort. First is sleep hygiene. Go to bed at a good time. Try to get a good night's sleep, all that kind of stuff. Secondly, a lot of people get some results from melatonin, which is a naturally produced hormone in your body. If you take it a couple hours before you go to sleep, that is sometimes helpful. You can buy it in a pill form, get like 5 milligram tablets. You could try that. Mostly it's behavioral things. There are other prescription medications that are okay, but I would first try these other things first. Sometimes just a cup of warm milk before bed. And if you're really, really having trouble sleeping, go to a sleep specialist like the ones at Hennepin. But you can get off Ambien. You can just stop taking them quite so often. Take them every other night. You can get off of those.
All right. Let's take our usual break. Again, we have another half hour of the show to go, so if you miss getting on the first half hour, we'll have more time. Call us, text us. The phone number is 651-989-9226, or if you prefer, send your text message to Dr. Hilden at 81807. Mostly cloudy sky, showers on the way tonight and tomorrow. 67, our current Twin City temp.
Welcome to Healthy Matters, presented by Hennepin Healthcare, a network of neighborhood clinics, specialty centers, hospital, and Minnesota's Level 1 Adult and Pediatric Trauma Center. Please remember, we can only give general medical advice during the program, and every case is unique. We urge you to consult with your personal physician if you have health concerns. Now, here's Denny Long with your host, Dr. David Hilden, internal medicine physician with Hennepin Healthcare, with more Healthy Matters.
And good morning. Welcome to this portion of Healthy Matters. Dr. David Hilden has returned, and he is answering your general health questions on this open line show, 651-989-9226. There's a line open if you want to use it. I urge you to do so, or send a text, 81807. And quickly, Dr. Hilden, for those maybe joined us a little bit late, you were where the last month?
Thanks, Denny. Good morning, everybody. I've been in Africa. I was in the countries of Senegal for 2 weeks on the west coast, and then a week in Tanzania on the east central part, just south of the equator, and then I went up to a refugee camp in northern Kenya, where I was hanging out with a couple hundred thousand people, mostly from South Sudan, where they're kind of war-torn. So it was a good trip, a little medical care, a little elephant sighting, a little bit of working with education, a little bit of work with one interesting thing I didn't mention at the first half of the show is that we spent a day with some kids with albinism. You know, you've heard of albinos.
Yeah.
I didn't know this, but albinism is very prevalent in the country of Tanzania, something like 1 in 1,200 people. So they're relatively common, but they're persecuted, people with albinism, for their skin. There's some mythology that their organs are worth something, so they're actually hunted down and their fingers are cut off and stuff.
My goodness.
And so we went to a school for kids with albinism. Lovely group of kids. They're normal kids. They're just they act like normal kids. It's just that they look different and their vision's bad. So that was a fascinating thing we had done as well. So it's good to be back. I'm healthy. Thanks to my four colleagues and to you, Denny, for carrying on in my absence. I don't have any extended absences coming up. So now we're doing an open line show. Next week, of course, is the State Fair Show, our 10th year from the WCCO Broadcast Center on Carnes. Yep. Between Nelson and Underwood, next to Sweet Martha's Cookies, right by the Ye Old Mill, if you're some of the old timers.
Which they've been remodeling.
They've been remodeling the mill? They didn't make it like comfortable or anything, did they? Have you ever been in that thing?
100 years ago,
I grew up with that Ye Old Mill, and it was like wooden boats in a 2 foot or 1 foot deep little thing.
So it needed some work.
Yeah, we're right by there. Anyway, come out there. We're going to give away some coffee mugs to people. We have both weeks we're going to give away coffee mugs. There is a limited supply, so you're going to want to come out there at 7:30 to the Minnesota State Fair shows. Is that all our housekeeping
stuff,
Danny? All right, let's hit the phones.
All right, let's do that. Folks have been waiting, like Ann in Minneapolis. Ann, thank you very much. What's your question for the doctor?
Yes, thank you for a wonderful program. I'm concerned about a problem called Charles Bonnet syndrome. I'm wondering if you could tell me something about it, if it could be drug-related, and what causes it, and is it dangerous?
Yeah, those are great questions, Ann. I'm going to start off my comments about Charles Bonnet syndrome with a caveat. It is something I do not see very often, and it's outside of my area of expertise. In French, it would be Charles Bonnet. English people sometimes say Charles Bonnet because it has a T at the end, sort of like Chevrolet. It's a condition in which people who have visual loss have hallucinations. So you're still seeing things, even though your vision's going and they're in your head. And so a lot of people mistake it for dementia or other kind of cognitive problems, but it's a function of your vision loss and it's not completely understood why. There isn't a great treatment for it other than things like making sure that you've seen an eye doctor, that your vision's being taken care of, and also knowing that you're not losing your mind. That's the other thing. People think they're developing some mental illness in which they're seeing things, and that's not the case. So it's more a supportive care type of thing. Is it dangerous? Well, it's not particularly dangerous to your life, but it is disconcerting. If you're losing your vision and then you're seeing weird things, that's disconcerting. And so the dangers are more along the lines of your mental well-being so that you feel good about yourself, so that you're not overly stressed about it. And, of course, just the usual dangers with having visual loss. You know, it's hard to drive. It's hard to carry on your life. So those are the main things. That's all I'm going to be able to say, Ann, because I don't know more about it than that. I think I've given you the sum total of what I know. It's a good question.
All right. 651-989-9226. I know we'll get back to the text screen in a moment, but Carolyn is calling in from Roseville. Carolyn, what is your question?
Well, I have spinal stenosis, and it just started, and I have extreme pain in my butt and down my leg, and I've gotten one shot of steroids, and she's talking about doing an epidural, and so I just wondered what he can say about this, and how do I get rid of it?
Yeah, Carolyn, I'm sorry you're not feeling well with that, and because what Carolyn is describing, spinal stenosis, is a painful condition, and it's sometimes hard to alleviate. Stenosis means narrowing. Spinal is obviously your spine, and it's often in, it can be up in the neck, it's often in the low back, which is probably is with you. Usually due to arthritis, the wearing and tearing of your bones in the cartilage, the spinal canal narrows and it pinches your spinal cord and the nerves that come out of your spinal cord, and that causes pain in the low back, down your in your rear end, like you said, and down even all the way down into your legs. There is a surgery. The ultimate thing is a surgery, but it's not always simple and it's not always effective, but that's something you could consider if it's really bad. I do think the idea of your steroid injections are reasonable. Steroids are potent anti-inflammatories, and if anything, your body's getting pinched and inflamed, that'll hurt more. The problem with steroids is that it doesn't relieve what's pinching your spine at all. And so it's only a temporary relief. The epidural is a way to put some pain medications or some medications directly into the spinal space. And I think that's a reasonable idea. Again, it doesn't cause – only a surgery will reverse the cause of it, the pinching of your nerves. Only a surgery would do that. But I would try the epidural stuff first and use surgery as a last resort. I do recommend other things like – physical therapy. I do recommend being active and exercise to the degree that you can. And I think you might also want to consider acupuncture. I don't know how acupuncture works. I'm not sure anybody does, but we do have thousands of years of experience that it's at least a reasonable thing to try. It, too, does not get rid of the pinching of your nerve, but it might alleviate some of the pain.
All right. Elna's calling from Maple Grove. Then we'll grab some text messages. Elna, you're on with Dr. Hilden.
I'm in Minnetonka. He got that wrong, but that's okay.
That's okay, Elna. Right. Hi from Minnetonka.
I have carpal tunnel, I guess. Okay. The first doctor I went to didn't do anything. He gave me a brace. So I wasn't satisfied because it kept on. It's the tingling in the fingers.
Right.
Right hand. And I went to a second one. He said, well, we don't treat carpal tunnel with surgery so much anymore. We use cortisone. So I endured that incredibly painful cortisone shot, but nothing. It's still the tingling in the fingers. So what's my next step?
Right. It is probably surgery, Elna. So just to back up a couple, your symptoms are classic, numbness, tingling, pins and needles, things like that in your hands. It's due to nerves getting pinched in what's called the carpal tunnel that is in the wrist. I don't think the first doctor did nothing, though, because that is what we would do 100% of the time to everybody is start out with neutral wrist braces. We put usually a Velcro them on. Ideally, you'd wear them 24 hours a day. But nobody does, but at least wear them at night. And the more you wear them, the more it can reduce inflammation due to reducing motion in there. But as you have said, and which I fully believe, it doesn't help everybody, but it's just an easy thing to try. You need to try the wrist braces nearly every day or every day for months. And you can't say it didn't work if it was just a few weeks, but you are in good company. A lot of people say that doesn't work. And so I don't actually agree with the second doctor who said we don't do surgeries anymore. Yeah, we do. That surgery is not that big a deal for a hand surgeon. And so once you've tried the injections, which is a reasonable thing to try, I would see a hand surgeon, Elna. I think it's a reasonable thing if it's debilitating for you. If you're having all these symptoms and nothing else is working, the surgeries can sometimes help. I don't recommend surgery for people right out of the gate, but you've tried other things. I'm obligated to tell you, whatever you do with your hands, look at your lifestyle and see if there's anything you can change. If you're a concert pianist, I can't really tell you to change that. But maybe you use keyboards a lot. Maybe find an ergodynamic keyboard that puts your wrist at the right positions. If you happen to operate a jackhammer, consider you getting a different job. Things like that. But I know that's not always easy to do. I do recommend a hand surgeon. Her name is Jackie Geisler. She works in Hennepin. She's one of the best. And she specializes in nothing but hands. Geisler, G-E-I-S-S-L-E-R. So best wishes to you. I think your next step is an orthopedic surgeon, Elna.
All right. We need to take a real fast break, and we'll pick up on some text messages that have been coming in. 68 degrees here on CSU, heading for highs of around 85 today, and we do expect showers and thunderstorms likely tonight and tomorrow. You stay tuned to CCO. Again, 68 degrees. And good morning. Welcome back to this portion of Healthy Matters, an open line show today, which means your general health questions for Dr. Hilden. As you can see, Dr. Hilden, a lot of text messages. Let's get to some of them.
Here we go. Here's one that says, I do not recall ever having chicken pox. So do you recommend getting a shingles vaccine shot? The answer to that is yes. A related question is, I forgot to ask about the shingles shot. Is there an age limit? No. This 80-year-old wants to know that. You should get the shingles shot if you're age 60 or above. Some people recommend even age 50 above. Your previous history of chickenpox does not matter. The new vaccine is over 90 to 95% effective, and the old vaccine was only 60% effective. So even if you got the old vaccine, go get the new vaccine. That's what I recommend. Here's a one that says, morning, could my chronic Achilles tendonitis be from Cipro? Probably not. There is a rather devastating complication of levofloxacin, which is in the same family as Cipro. But the complication is rupture of the Achilles tendon. It literally tears either partially or all the way through. If you are an older adult, or if you are someone who's very active, or if you have other kind, you know, so you need your Achilles tendon really bad, you might want to avoid levofloxacin for that reason. I'm not aware of chronic tendonitis being from Cipro, although, of course, I could be wrong, but I've not heard of that. Here's one that says, do blood pressure readings vary between the right and left arm? And which would read higher? They're not supposed to, but sometimes they do. And in fact, if your blood pressure is different between your left and right arm, it often means there's a problem in your blood vessels, particularly the ones that are right by your heart, because a lot of the blood's going to one arm and it doesn't have a chance to go to the other arm. So your blood pressure, the best way to check blood pressure, as a matter of fact, is to check it in both arms. And I'll bet no listener out there has ever had that done in the doctor's office because we're always rushing you through. Yeah. Rush, 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 rush. But it's the best way to do it in both arms and take an average. They should be roughly the same. And if they're not, it's kind of a problem. Maybe not a severe problem, but a problem. Here's a question that says, what is water on the knee? What causes it? How to heal it? That's from Kay and Wyzetta. Thank you for your text, Kay. Well, water on the knee can be a number of things. The medical term for that would be a joint effusion, fluid. It can do to inflammation, which can be from an inflammatory arthritis like rheumatoid arthritis. It can be due to a non-inflammatory arthritis like osteoarthritis. It can be due to trauma. It can be due to a cyst in there. It can be due to a lot of things. It can be due to infection, and that's the one time it's very serious. If you have an infection in your knee, that can look like water. But most of them, it's a benign condition due to inflammatory or a non-inflammatory arthritis. If it's causing problems in your knee, you can have it aspirated or removed with a needle. And if things are really bad, you can have a surgery. Here, somebody wants to know, what is Fuchs disease? Tell me, I need a corneal transplant. That is spelled F-U-C-H-S, Fuchs disease. Again, this is something that's outside my area of expertise, but what it is, it's a corneal problem. You get kind of, I think your cornea gets misshapen or deformed or disturbed some way, and it gets kind of inflamed. So people with this problem often have halos around the things they see. Their often vision is bad, particularly first thing in the morning, and it gets better as the day wears on. Treatment is generally corneal transplant. I don't somebody might know the cause of it, but I'm sorry to the texter, I don't. It's a little outside my area of expertise. We have time for some more here?
Oh, sure.
All right, here's one that says, what do you recommend for someone who has low sodium and high blood pressure? You get your blood pressure down no matter how you need to. So get on a medication to get your blood pressure. We'd love it to be 120 over 70. We'll tolerate 130 over 80. If it's 140 over 90, it's too high. Okay, so get it down. There's many medications to do that. Low sodium in your blood does not necessarily mean you have not enough salt. It's counterintuitive, but low sodium simply means you have a concentration. You have too much water, actually. So low sodium can be due to dehydration. It can be due to heart problems, liver problems, kidney problems. It can be due to medications. So the two may or may not be related. What I don't want you to do is start eating a whole bunch of salt. Go to your doctor and figure out the cause of the low sodium and get your blood pressure down. A lot of people say I have low sodium, so they start eating salt.
Mm-mm.
That is almost never the right thing to do.
Okay. What else do you have?
Here we go. What's the difference between mitral valve repair versus replacement? Your mitral valve is one of the big valves on the left side of your heart, between the upper and lower chambers of the left side of your heart. And if it's leaky or if it doesn't open well enough, it can land you in heart failure. We used to just replace them. I use "we" loosely. I've never replaced one. A cardiac surgeon would replace them. That's a big deal, and it's very successful. So if you need a mitral valve replacement, they take out the old one, and they put your heart on a pump so it stops having to work for the time when they're doing it, and they sew in a new one, and it's very successful. However, what if you could just fix it and leave your native valve in there? That's a good idea, and the advances in surgery have come a great long way. So sometimes they can repair the valve without having to replace it. That's a decision beyond my area of expertise, but do talk to your cardiac surgeon to see which is the better one for you. You don't want to repair it and have to repair it every year. Sometimes they can fix them without replacing.
All right. We have, about a minute to go or less.
Okay, let's see. This one I am going to read. It just says, Dr. Hilden, you might recommend occupational therapy to that last caller. A good therapist could help her sort through things in her life that she could change to perhaps alleviate some of the pain. And if she gets surgery, she will likely end up here anywhere. That is for the person with spinal stenosis. I completely agree. And my apologies to the occupational therapists out there. They're awesome. They're very good. So the person with spinal stenosis, you might want to consider an occupational therapist. That's a really, really, really good idea. I would do that before surgery.
Very good. And thank their texter for that. We are going to be at the Minnesota State Fair a week from today for the next 2 weeks, as a matter of fact.
2 weeks. Come out and see me. Get a free coffee mug if you get there in time.
It'll be in open lines, both, so you can still call in, still text in, but come up to the we'll be out there in the veranda on the porch.
Indeed, we will. We'll hope it's nice weather, but we'll be out there, rain or shine, right next to Sweet Martha's, right by the Ye Olde Mill. Come see us.
And if you need to get a hold of a doctor, and maybe you need a primary care doc, what's the best number?
Yeah, we have them all over the place. I'd start out with hennepinhealthcare.org, hennepinhealthcare.org, or call us at 612-873-6963.
CCO temperature reading 68 degrees. We're on our way to Your Money next here on 830 WCCO.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.